Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Mental Health Awareness Month. More good days in May, 1 week away from Camp Lucy, which is just absolutely Jordan Corcoran. So people have heard you on our show many, many times, right?
Yes.
And it's sometimes it's difficult to hear somebody like yourself who is so positive and upbeat and helpful to hear what you went through, meaning you sound great, but like, she sounds fine. If you could take our Bubba Show family member that might be listening right now, if you can, I understand that, to where you were at your kind of darkest place, to help everybody understand, A, if they're going through it, that they can get through it, and B, that just because you sound great today, that it was a battle to get here.
For sure. I actually don't think that's a difficult question based off what I do for a living. So the first thing I'll say is I am a professional communicator and I'm a public speaker. So I've been doing this for a very long time.
Right.
So I am trained and have the experience to sound positive even no matter what I'm going through personally. That's okay. Just where I am in my life.
Got it.
I've also been in therapy for 20 years. So I don't miss therapy. I go every week to make sure that I compartmentalize what's going on in my life so that I can talk through it. Flashback to when I was 19 years old, whenever probably 19 and 20 were my worst years, even post-diagnosis, the world was just a different place. We didn't have these types of conversations happening openly. I didn't know what it meant to have a mental illness. I didn't know how that was going to impact my future. I felt so alone and so scared.
When you felt alone,
yes,
looking back, were you truly alone?
No, it wasn't. It's not. I am one of the luckiest people. I will say this until my last breath, that I have the support system that people pray for, right?
Oh,
I have
wow.
family that would do anything for me. But because I had them didn't mean that they understood what I was going through, right? So I was met with so much sympathy, but and no fault of their own. There wasn't empathy. So I kind of, there were times that, again, not because of them, I felt like I was in an aquarium and like everyone was just watching me of like, what's going to happen next? When's the next shoe going to drop? When is she going to have another outburst or breakdown? And again, they were learning too. And it wasn't something that anyone in my life had experienced or that was talking about if they had experienced it. So I wasn't alone, but I felt what mental illness did for me, it isolated me. It made me feel like you take up too much space. You're too much of a burden. You require too much. You're putting too much on your family and you're not worthy of this. You don't deserve to be happy. It put all those thoughts in my head, those intrusive thoughts. And at that time, I didn't have the skill set to challenge them and it consumed me. So everyone experiences anxiety to some capacity, right? Like we didn't do our homework or we're nervous about an interview. The difference for me was that it was consuming my life. I was having panic attacks daily. I was scared to start the day because I didn't know what was going to happen. I was taken to and from the hospital, in an ambulance. I was taken off my college campus on a stretcher. I had oxygen masks on my face. Like I was living in chaos and I was terrified and I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
But if there's somebody listening right now,
yes,
right now, that feels today in this moment exactly how you felt. So they're like, that's me now.
Yeah.
What is something that you think they could be doing to help them see that there's hope for a better tomorrow?
Well, first, if there is someone feeling that way, like, my heart goes out to you and I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. I also think it's important for you to figure out ways to challenge those thoughts and realize and start telling yourself, like, this is common. You will get through this. I think the most important thing that anybody going through this or something like my situation, the most important thing for them to know is that they are deserving of being happy and healthy. That doesn't mean that you just snap your fingers and you're healthy. Invest in yourself, invest in coping, and show up to therapy. And when I mean show up, I mean like bear it all, right? Like, we talk about self-love, we talk about coping, but we view it as this, like, it's becoming this like trope that, oh, we take self-care days and we prioritize ourselves. But I mean, like, self-love is like, I used to be on the bathroom floor having panic attacks, throwing up, and like the worst versions of myself, and still going to therapy in those moments and saying things that I never wanted to say or admit things out loud that I didn't want to admit. That is self-care.
That is so important for everybody to 100% know.
This will be the final thing. This will be the last thing I say, because when my daughter Aaliyah was going through the darkest times, her therapist said something that I'd like to share with everybody. When it gets really, really dark, it's not about, it's not even day to day. It's literally minute to minute.
Like,
you have to sit back and say, I just survived that minute. And that minute becomes, I just survived that 5 minutes. Okay, I made it through that 5 minutes. And breaking it down to that minuscule level, okay, I just survived this. I just survived this minute. And when you're in your darkest time, surviving minute to minute and knowing you can get through that is so incredibly important. And I never, ever, ever understood that till I watched it. Mm-hmm. And it really is minute to minute if you're in your darkest time. But the good news is you can get through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. You can. You are so much stronger mm-hmm. than you anticipate. And I think that I was always searching for, like, how do I learn how to do this? Or who can fix me? Or, like, who can I blame? Or whatever those situations were. When really, truly now, having the privilege to look back on that and be in a good place, I can see I had everything I needed the whole time. I just needed to give myself the space and to be vulnerable and honest and speak it out, and then work as hard as I could to, like, prioritize this every single day. And that journey has looked different, so different from when I was 19 until when I'm 38 years old, but that it's still a priority in my mind every day.
Yeah, I have a great question. Let's get to that next.
When we come back on 127 Star.